stethoscope, perigimel mesozyon, sheer esrog hakatzas, the size of a small esrog, the smallest size an esrog could be and still be kosher. Rabbi Meir Oimer ke'egos. Rabbi Meir says the size of an egos, which is a nut. Rabbi Huda Oimer ke'beso. Rabbi Huda says that if it is the size of an egos, it's puzzle. It has to be at least the size of an egg. As we saw in the mission before, Rabbi Huda says, if the esrog is not yet ripe, it is not hutter. Uvid gadol. The biggest size an esrog could be and still be kosher. Kidei she'yechos shnayim biyado achas. Tiv Rabbi Huda. It has to be small enough that two esrogim can fit in one hand. And the reason being, the Gemara explains, because since an esrog has to be taken in the left hand, with the lulav being taken in the right hand, and sometimes a person will inadvertently take the lulav in the left hand and the esrog in the right hand, and they'll have to switch by putting them both in one hand and then switching. So therefore, you have to have room for both the lulav and esrog in one hand. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, afilu echad b'shtei yadav. Rabbi Yossi says, even if the esrog is so big that it takes both hands to pick it up, it's still kosher. And Rabbi Yossi is not concerned with the possibility that you might have to switch. Masechet Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Ein oydin et alulav ela b'mino, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that when you bind the lulav together with aravos and the hadasim, you must bind it with the leaves of one of the dalet mino, as according to Rabbi Yehuda. Binding of the lulav, you're mechuyev to do mitaraisa. So therefore, the binding of the lulav is part of the dalet minim. So therefore, if you use something outside the dalet minim, it's as if you're taking five minim and you're over on Baal Tosef. Rabbi Meir Oimer afilu b'mashicha. Rabbi Meir says you could bind the lulav even with the string. As Rabbi Meir holds, the reason to bind the lulav is only mishum nai. So therefore, it is not considered a chelek of the dalet minim. And therefore, even if you do something outside the dalet minim, you are not over mishum baal tosef. Amar Rabbi Meir, ma'ase ba'anchei Yerushalayim, shehayu oigdinet lulvehem begimon yeshol zav. Rabbi Meir wants to prove that you can bind it even shelo b'mino, because we find with the anchei Yerushalayim that they bound their lulav with ribbons of gold. Amrulo, the chachamim said to him, b'mino hayu oigdinoso, Milmasa. Underneath it, they bound it with one of the dalet minim. Just they bound also with Gimon Yeshozav Mishum Noy.